Good morning, brethren.
Good morning.
What a glorious Sunday morning. A patented San Diego morning that was ordered just for you. We'd like to start this morning's devotional with hymn number 104. And we'll sing all six verses, hymn number 104. And with such a glorious morning, let's make our voices glorious also and really lift them high for the edification of our Lord.
Let us watch and be sober. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Let us watch in the sense of taking careful notice of all the directions which the Lord our God has given us, respecting what would be acceptable service to Him. Let us watch ourselves, striving to walk as nearly as perfect in the footsteps of the great high priest. Let us be sober in the sense that we will not be frivolous, that while happy, joyous in the Lord, free from the anxious cares that are upon many others, through misapprehension of our Father's character and plan, we may nevertheless be sober in the sense of earnest appreciation of present opportunities and privileges in connection with the Lord's service, not thoughtlessly negligent, letting opportunities and privileges slip through our hands to be afterwards regretted. Let us watch and be sober.
Thank you, Brother John. Now I have Brother Bernard Hicks from San Luis Obispo read a vow unto the Lord.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body, relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and all places conduct myself towards those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do them with them in public, in the presence of congregation of the Lord's people. Exception to these are brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Brother Tom Gilbert has asked that we open his service with hymn number 37, after which Brother Tom Ruggiero will ask a blessing on his service. Hymn number 37. but Sister Chai Darnstadt of the Rockland, New York class sends her greetings to the convention and said she's listened to the service on the internet for the time.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day of life, another day that we can think about Thee and praise Thee. We ask Thy blessings on the sessions of the convention this day and especially on Brother Tom's service now. We thank you for your grace and for your loving heart that is so bountiful and so willing and wanting to bless your creation. We love you, Father, and we thank you for all things, especially the gift of your dear Son. Commit ourselves always into your loving care, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.